Well, welcome, Terry. So I asked you to come on the YouTube channel about a week ago, and so today's the day. Thank you so much, and I really honor and value your wisdom. And I feel like that this is going to help a lot of people connect the dots who are very data-driven, financially driven, left brain driven. It kind of pairs with the supernatural and the revelation that I've been getting. So thank you for coming on, and I so appreciate it.
It's an honor. I know what's fascinating is I had a client actually send me a video of yours, and I started watching, and I'm like, wow, she's pretty spot on. And you were coming from the spiritual side, and you kept saying very poignant financial things. And I'm like, wow, she's studying, like she's getting it. And then I watched a few more, and I had clients sending me your video. And then here all of a sudden we're talking. I think that's great.
Thank you. I mean, I guess I get a lot of this. Like, are you a financial advisor, Lauren? How do you know what you know? All of these random things. And I'm like, I can't answer that, Terry, but I know that you have four licenses, so this helps me. And I'm like, I don't know, but I know that I know. And it's so refreshing when I talk to you and you're like, yes, this is what's going down. And let me tell you why on like the data sheets. So what is your opinion, like today's market? Like today it's September 2024, the end of September. What is going on and what are you seeing financially as a financial advisor about the times that we're in?
Yeah, just so everyone understands, I have five licenses actually, and I wasn't accredited. I still am accredited asset management specialist, but I walked away from the paper world, and this is some time ago, and I went through just tangible assets, got into commodities, got into the futures and options market, actually trading real commodities. And then it just evolved. It evolved into real physical assets of gold and silver and other precious metals. And not as a broker, but actually in the supply chain. God's been really good about relationships. So we have very risk-averse relationships in refining and minting and storage. And it's been a wonderful journey because now we're in his money and we're in the real tangible world. But I still understand thoroughly that paper system as an advisor back at A.G. Edwards in the day. And I know what's going on. I know what they're doing, what they're saying, but more importantly, how it's rigged against us, how they're trying to tell us, here's what's going on, but really it's over here. And so they're making us look left when we really should be looking right. And I think it's very important that a lot of us, as the Bible says, the truth will set you free. So if we in the kingdom know the truth, we can properly prepare for ourselves, our family, and our church.
So what do you see? I mean, are you nervous? I mean, okay, I know this is a personal issue and a question. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. But for the ones that are wrapped up in the 401ks, the Roth IRAs, like, do you personally have any of that yourself? And whether you want to answer it or not is okay. But do you feel like it's safe for someone who is wrapped up in those things right now versus cryptocurrencies, silver, gold, or the metals? I mean, what would you say to that?
Well, there has to be a lot of caution right now because you have to think about the system itself is all collateral. And this is called the great taking that's coming. But over the decades, they've been changing the laws, Commercial Code 5 and 6, specifically, where most of your cash in the bank, your stocks, bonds, your financial accounts, your brokerage accounts are actually legally titled as collateral to the debts of the financial system. And it's actually going to all funnel. If there was a systemic complete collapse, it's going to funnel to the DTCC, which is our clearing firm, and then go to a global central clearing firm to start. All the money will be taken. That's the bail-in laws of Dodd-Frank from 2008. And people say, well, they can't do that. Well, no, the laws already say they can because your investments are actually collateral. And so it's a very important time to be diversified away from paper. Because we don't know to what extent they're bringing this, and I think orchestrated, by the way, that's why they say, the Great Reset. That's why they say you're going to have nothing and like it, because legally there won't be anything we can do. And so the system itself is stacked against us as far as what we own. So tangible assets and crypto too, as long as they're out of the exchange and on a cold wallet. Are really right now our biggest safe haven. It's where we're going to have protection and preservation. because it's not collateral and we actually have that outside the system. And right now, that's actually very important to have.
So you're the owner of Cornerstone Metal Assets, and I love you guys. I've been using you, Terry, before we even knew each other, since 2014. I've been a customer and bought from you guys, and I started catching the silver bug very early before anybody was talking about it, before even cryptos was being talked about. I was trying to buy as much silver with my little alms, you know, my little widow's mites. Because we were poor. My husband was going through an addiction, but I was trying to conjure up and scrape up to buy silver, and I was buying it from you guys. And so in that vein, the silver situation, why would somebody buy silver rounds from like Cornerstone Metal Assets from you guys, or the mining and actually store it in their safe versus buying paper like you were talking about, or a stock in silver or a crypto in silver? Rich Dad, Poor Dad, why does he put all of that money in silver and stash it in his vaults? Like, why is he never in cash?
Well, because it's a tangible asset that's not controlled by any regulatory body. It's outside the system. And so physical assets right now, they could be buried in our backyard, where if it's in a bank or it's in a brokerage firm, it can actually be attached and can be confiscated. There was actually a time back in 2008. Now, Barack Obama put this in the Federal Registry when we had that, what they called a Great Recession, which was far worse. They put down that they were going to confiscate IRAs and make them a second tier Social Security system for the people. And they're doing it on the guise of, well, we don't want you risking the whims of the stock market. So we'll take your IRA, which you haven't paid taxes on yet, and we will put it in a second level Social Security payment for you and then pay you out a little bit each month for the rest of your life. It was at that moment, you know, I think that's why Kiyosaki says that when you're outside the system, they don't have that control over you. And as we, the people in the kingdom, we're in the world, but not of the world. So we do have to watch, I think more now than ever, as time and season, we have to watch where we're putting our faith. Are we putting our faith in the systems of the world? Or are we putting our faith in God? And Haggai 2:8 says, the silver is mine, the gold is mine. And it's interesting that you said that. I wasn't going to say it, but when it came up, I was talking to one of my dealers. And I said, yeah, there's this girl, Lauren Atkinson, and she's pretty game on. Like, she's on fire, you know, evangelist. And they go, Terry, she's one of our customers. And I'm like, oh, no, I've kind of felt bad. I didn't know that. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. So it's an honor that you've been with us this long. I thank you very much for your trust in what we do. But Cornerstone's a little bit different. These big gold companies are pretty scammy, and they really take advantage of people. But Cornerstone was designed to give back to the ministry, give back to the kingdom, and get as many ounces for we the people as possible. Because the dreams I had, God made very clear, and this was back-to-back dreams, get my people ready for what is coming. And if you do not, flames burst at the bottom of the dream and I woke up. And that was a cold sweat wake up. And I realized, okay, I'm on a mission right now to get people ready for what's coming. And over these years, it's taken a little longer, but I do understand why. And physical, tangible assets are essential right now. And Kiyosaki understands that. I do spiritually. I myself, my IRA does have about $1.69 in it. So that probably says a lot of where my trust is in the system. But I'm more about being involved in God's money. And I think tangible assets are the most important part of that, whether it be land or other things. But I try to really get to understand our client base. And I found out here's this person speaking in such a wonderful way. And I wanted to talk with you about it and back you up for what you were saying from my financial expert side. And they said you were a client. And that's when we started talking. I thought that was great. But just so you know about widow's mite, look at this. Can you see it? That's an actual widow's mite that my dad sent me as a gift. And when you look at the time frame, that widow's mite literally could have been in the hands of the disciples in Judea at the time. The neatest gift in the world. Isn't it? And so I cherish the gift because it literally is from that era when the disciples were walking, and who knows whose hands were on that piece. But it also humbles me in the concept that, you know, Lord, we're giving what we can, and we trust in you with all of our heart, not on our understanding, but if we acknowledge you, you'll make that crooked path straight. In other areas in the Bible, if I trust in you, you'll prosper me. If I trust in you, you'll keep me safe. And so that's been part of my grounding, and part of the mission of Cornerstone is to get us in the kingdom here ready to go, because the world, or our media anyway, is not telling us what's going on. That's why I have that podcast rigged against you. I had to do it. Because it's about letting people know how they're rigging the system. So if we know the truth can set us free. And right now it's the most important thing we can focus on, because if we don't, we may lose a substantial portion of our retirement and asset. And they're going down, but we will become wealthier. And that became the driving force of why tangible assets and things like silver are going to be so important, and especially silver, because of its industrial importance, and especially now with electric vehicles and the green new technology, silver is paramount, and yet it's not around. The supply's not there. I'm in that system, and you're going to be surprised real soon when you find out the world is fighting for the commodities and the natural resources, and silver is one of the biggest ones, actually the biggest one next to crude oil, and most don't realize that.
Yeah. I like what you said about that. Well, leading up to what you're saying about the shock coming in, that of the supply shock coming in for silver, the Lord is not going to be able to use nothing. Give your widow mite, give something. You know, if you only have enough to buy a couple ounces of silver, come on, just start accumulating because of this supply shock issue. And tell me a little bit. So you guys own, with Cornerstone Metal Assets, what I loved about you guys, what I've always loved about you, is you went ahead and sought after the mine itself in the refinery process. Like, you're not just a dealer or broker just pumping out silver. You're actually in this process. And so when you tell me, and when I hear you speak on other interviews about the shock supply coming for silver, I believe it, because you're inside, like your hands are inside this process.
Right.
Is it because there's not enough silver, or is it because it's the mining and the minting process?
Well, it's actually not enough silver. So we're in the direct side of refining and minting, and we do recycle. We're in the recycling side as well. And so I do know a lot of the miners. I do know the supply chain, as you said, at that level. And it's basically, we had billions and billions of ounces of silver above ground. And that's why back in the day, you used to hear the term junk silver. It was just nothing. But today, if they had to, they would be lucky to conjure up about 800 million ounces. It's disappeared, not just our bathroom mirror, but every bit of technology, all the military, every missile, the whole entire military system operates on silver. Electric batteries now have been created, silver solid state batteries that are superior to any other electric vehicle battery. And the commodity's not there. So in the mining side, we used to get about, I'd say, an ounce and a half of silver per ton of earth. Silver is typically not a direct mine or a silver vein. Silver is usually a byproduct of gold or copper and other mines. And so they have to separate that. But silver veins are very rare. Mexico is probably the biggest supplier of true silver mining. Nevada does have some. Russia is the real big one. But it's a very finite supply, because we went from an ounce and a half per ton of earth to now open pit mining, meaning we have to scrape every ounce of dirt in an open pit way, and we're only getting about a quarter ounce of silver per ton and a half of earth. Unbelievable supply difference. And what they're going to have to do is get the silver out of the hands of investors and people who have it. But it'll have to come at a lot higher price. And we know
why. Why is it so low?
Well, it's just not there. And we're not finding it. We pretty much consumed what we've done with silver. We've consumed it. And we basically have thrown it away. I mean, just like our bathroom mirrors, all made of silver. Every piece of technology, silver. so much bombs, all the military is all silver, gets blown up. So what we've done is we've gone from having a overwhelming supply into this new age of technology that has consumed it. And yet when we put mining and recycling in the same year, we are still a net negative of over 150 million ounces, meaning we can't recycle or mine enough to meet the demand. And especially with electric vehicle batteries and the big with China and India, solar panels and converting energy through solar, they need a lot of silver. And unfortunately, we're just consuming it. There's nothing that can be done. And I heard an interview with the Samsung CEO. He said, when silver is $200, say if, he said, when silver is $200 an ounce, here's what it'll do to the price of our products. So they know eventually the price will have to go higher in order to draw that supply out of hands of people holding it.
Wow. It's so shocking how low silver is. Like when you put it in that context, because you have eyes and hands in that area, I'm so shocked that we're still at 30 or 31 or 32. It fluctuates around that price. I'm just flabbergasted. At the, and I can see how all the prophecies and the visionaries and the revelation coming from the seers that this particular asset is going to just blow people's minds at how high it's going to get. And so this is why.
Yeah, okay, it is why. So, and the reason why, just so you know, is they manipulate the price. Americans used to control through the futures market through derivatives, meaning they would sell. There's probably hundreds of ounces of silver sold on paper that control the price for every one real ounce in the vault for delivery. So the Americans have been corruptly manipulating the commodity markets through derivatives and keeping the prices down. They did that on purpose. Number one is for the industrial complex for a cheaper product. But at the second time, silver is really a psychological indicator that the banking system isn't strong. So they didn't want that price going up for that reason. But here's what changed. China and the East control the commodity world now. And so I can lay out a few things going on. I think that number one backs up what you're saying, but also shows that they are now draining, literally draining the Western exchanges. So instead of trading it on paper, the East, China, Russia, India, they're actually demanding the physical silver be delivered, putting the pressure on the exchange. And so they're doing it quietly, but they're literally taking the wealth of the West and sending it East, gold and silver. And China even owns the only rare earth mine we have in California in the United States. The Chinese bought that too.
How are they allowed to buy that? How is that even legal? Like, that blows my mind. Would we be able to buy one of their silver mines? No.
No way. No. And it's basically it comes down to we have a lot of politicians that are really paid off. And, you know, look at our academia. Look at Hollywood. The Chinese are bribing people in America, and we are selling out our soul to it, and they're controlling it. So if you just go through history, I mean, all through history, commodities have always ran the world. Is it who has the energy? Who has the natural resources? China controls 90-some percent of rare earth minerals that are necessary for almost all technology and computers and AI and microchips. They in Russia, too. That's why we're trying to break up Russia. That's why we're doing that war. Yeah. Is we're trying. They have 70 trillion of natural resources, and we want our corporate goons in there to control it. We're going to lose. We're not winning that war. But that was the reason next to break BRICS. But we've sold our soul out. And even our gold that America says it has, it's been leased 4 and 5 times to different people. And nobody knows who really owns it, but I know we don't. So when it comes down to a full systemic collapse, I have a bad feeling we're going to show bankruptcy similar to what happened in the Great Depression. We were bankrupt in the Great Depression. And the only reason we came back is World War II hit and Europe had to send all their gold to us as money. And we would send them goods and services. And then after World War II, we had 70% of the world's gold. became the world's wealth. And then, of course, we became the reserve currency, but we burned it. We have, I think, dishonorably, corruptly burned our way out. And now we're in a multipolar world where BRICS, which is, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, initially were only about a dozen countries, forming a new currency unit that is 40% backed up by gold. No longer the, you know, good faith and credit of the United States. They're really putting commodities behind it. And that's the big issue, because we were the world reserve currency, the world superpower, the SWIFT money transfer system power. It's gone. And they said, oh, it's going to take decades for BRICS to do this. 159 countries have signed on to BRICS, Saudi Arabia included. It goes live October 22nd. And the United States and Europe are in a complete panic, because we're in debt more than any nation has been in debt in the history of the world. And so if we don't stop this development, we're done. And who bails us out this time? In World War II, it was the European gold. This time, there's nobody to bail us out. And that's why I think these dreams and these visions are coming. Because number one, silver will find its true price, because they're losing control of the manipulation. They already have. I mean, silver now is in the 30s, and that's nothing compared to where it's going. But they're breaking down. The exchanges are breaking down. And once they fully break down, I think a force majeure comes in, meaning they can no longer deliver the physical. They'll force you to take cash for it. That's why owning the real physical in an IRA or in possession is so valuable, because at that point, you'll be naming your price. But this is so when it comes to money, it's this important, because the West knows we are this close to losing total control, and 159 countries in the world have decided they're going to the BRICS. 40% backed by gold. I trust your currency unit, not the United States dollar that is just good faith and credit, which means nothing. And even biblically, we're not supposed to be doing that, right? Because a lender or the borrower is a servant, right, or a slave. So it's very important time in history. And I think many are probably not seeing that level of it.
Well, let's just be honest, right? I mean, the creditor nation that we are, no one's paying back their debts. Can't. So no one's paying back their credit. So right. In your, let me ask you this, since you're looking at the books, you do that, and that's what you do. You see it through numbers. What does this look like on the everyday person, regardless if Trump gets in or not? Do you believe that we are headed for an economic Great Depression like we've never seen in our generation, regardless? Do you believe that that is unavoidable?
Unavoidable. What it will be is if we go towards the left, it'll happen faster, because they'll try to usher in, hey, we need to do this socialist Marxist takeover of our freedoms in order to pay out, you know, to people to help them survive and feed. Through Trump, he will stimulate the economy. He will make us energy independent, and we will have maybe a little bit of an economic boost for a bit to rebuild. But that Great Depression is absolutely unavoidable. It just is. Until the world goes through the systemic collapse, cleanses out, and rebuilds, that's what the Great Reset is about. They know that it's over. And so they're trying to prepare the control of behavior and the mechanisms to control our behavior and actions before it happens. Because if they can control our behavior and actions, we lose everything, we're done. And they can say, well, tough, this is the deal. Here's how much you get in pittance, and you do what you're told or you get nothing. And so they're trying to corral that. And so far they've failed, but they're not stopping. So it is unfortunately unavoidable. They will have to stimulate incredibly. We will have, unfortunately, inflation for many years. And if they don't watch it, it goes hyper. And that's why I think a new currency system is coming, because they're going to need to control the people, and they're going to need to control behavior. And their only way you can do that is control their money.
What does it look like for somebody Describe what it would look like if somebody is unprepared, they haven't bought into the commodities, gold, silver, you know, gold if you got it, but if you don't have it like that, silver is a great option. Cryptocurrency profits are a great option to buy silver, because that's what I like to do. I like to take my profits mm-hmm. from cryptocurrencies and push it into silver, oil at the right time, not now. But what does it look like for someone who doesn't heed the warnings that you've been talking about for over a decade? Now we're here at the end of the end of the end of the conversation. They haven't prepared in silver. They haven't prepared in other assets. What does their life look like during this economic collapse and Great Depression? Like, paint a picture of someone's everyday life if they don't take this seriously. Is it lack of food? Is it starvation? Is it, what is it?
All the above. I think you better go take a look at some pictures from the Great Depression, because if you're not preparing, you're going to be in deep trouble, and you will have to go to the system. They'll create some form of digital ID or digital currency. And it's almost like Mark of the Beast stuff, right? But they're going to have to create something, and they'll give you a certain welfare limit that you'll have to spend like they do now with welfare. But with the inflation so bad, you will have a very, very minimal lifestyle. It's going to be very difficult. If you have it and you're not preparing, you're making the biggest mistake of your life. If you don't have it, I love what you say. I think you're right on. If you don't have it, if you're a lower income or don't have a lot of savings, study hard. I would do that masterclass you have. I don't know which ones you're talking about. I'd like to probably know. But there are certain crypto you can buy with very little money. There's no doubt as they move into the digital world, cryptos will play a part. And Trump made it very clear. He wants to make us a crypto nation. So we are going into digital. Certain cryptos are actual technology that are going to underpin the actual digital system, business to business, peer to peer, just like Apple Pay. There are certain cryptos that will. So you can have small amounts of money, make decent money in cryptos when this thing turns around, and then take that out and start going into tangible assets for retirement, long-term savings. But if you have wealth or savings or retirement and you have not made those adjustments, you will wake up. And I'm not a doomsdayer, but I tell you, you will wake up and wish the day that you heeded the warnings, because God has been screaming. His prophets are hearing it. Visions and dreams are there. Why are we not listening? It's because our media is completely brainwashing us. Remember, tell a vision, right? And we're not heeding the warning. But if you go to media sources in Asia and other areas of the world, they're very aware of what's coming, and they know, and they're preparing. So you have Chinese, Indian citizens all throughout the East. They are consuming and buying gold and silver. And
agreed on all that you just said. So for the people that have the money that I'm guessing, because I didn't have, and I still don't have enough to, like, because I never put in a 401k. I never did a Roth IRA. So when I talk about people who have 401ks and Roth IRAs, that's out of my league because I never set one up. Terry, like, that's nothing I never did. But there's a lot of people that are in the old system that have. And so when I tell them about moving out, they get nervous and they don't know where to go. And I know, because I've seen it on your sites, I've never had to use it, but you guys assist people in doing that. So if you have it like that and you want to go ahead, bypass the cryptocurrency stuff for capital and liquid stuff because you already have it, I know that Terry's company, Cornerstone Metal Assets, they'll assist you in rolling over and doing all that stuff into the silver, right? They can vault it. Right? They can vault it. It's not going to be in paper.
Yes. And I think the important part, that's why it's Cornerstone Asset Metals. And the reason it's important is because in an IRA, you still are in an IRA. And so you have to watch that. But the good news, if you're in physical silver, physical gold in your IRA, which is very simple to do, and we walk that whole process out, you'll have physical silver, physical real gold in the vault. If there's any indication that they're going to confiscate retirement accounts, you can have that physical silver and gold literally shipped to your house because you own it already. And then you deal with the taxes the following year or two later because it won't matter, but at least you won't be confiscated. If you're in the stock market world, the bonds or treasuries or cash in a bank, you're an unsecured creditor. And so you're actually collateral to the debts of the system. And wait until I do this series, The Great Taking. It's about going to be about 12 different videos on my podcast. But I tell you what, that is real. And they're planning it because the laws have been changed. If we do not properly prepare, and the way I look at it is like this, you can't go wrong. Right now, not only are we in a commodity super cycle, what's more probable, that the stock market's going to go up 50% or gold and silver? And it's definitely gold and silver. The stock market's not going up that much no matter what happens. Gold and silver will. And so the way I see it, we're in a forest fire. And you get out of the way, get out of the system that's not confiscatable, get away from being an unsecured creditor, go into tangible assets. So gold and silver in a vault in an IRA is no different than currency in a bank, except you have no third-party risk. You don't have a bank that can shut its door. It's real and it's yours. And then later, if they fix the system right and we're able to pull out, you're going to profit. And all you do is just sell it off at that point and then go back into the market system after we see what trees are standing from this fire. But at least you're out of the way of confiscation, collateral debt obligation, or an unsecured status until we see. Because
that is so good. Thank you. You are so helpful. Oh my goodness. This is why I love talking to you and picking your brain and watching interviews that you do, because you have such a plethora in there of information how to help everybody navigate through what's about to happen and just sustain. So I want to respect your time, but I do want to ask you one more question. I could ask you question after. I'm going to have him back on, guys. I know that you're probably screaming through the screen, ask him this. So I'm trying. So we'll have him back on. So one last question I get asked a lot too is, tell them what your opinion is, what you see with this whole banking bail-in stuff. Is it real? Ooh. Can it really liquidate everybody's? I know you just said, because it's unsecured, I know you've been talking about it, but will it look just like that? Like one minute you got 10 grand in the bank, the next morning you wake up and they've confiscated it. Will it really be something like that? And how do you advise them? Should they not keep that much money in the bank? Should they just keep what they should pay bills with? What's your suggestion?
Yeah, a lot of people are like, well, I have FDIC insurance, I'm okay. Well, if you look at the bylaws of FDIC, number one, it's a private institution, it's not government. They're already broke at FDIC because they've already bailed out four banks. They have no more money. The only way they can get money to even bail out that policy, insurance policy, is to tax the people. There's not enough money there for it. So the banks are done. Right now, the banking system, this is a stunning thing. This is how they've been manipulating and rigging the financial system. Banks right now have 0% reserve requirement. That means all the money you're putting in the bank isn't there. It is not available. And if everybody tried to show up, you're not getting it. So what they'll do is they'll lock the system down and they'll say maybe they'll give you $300 a week, or they'll give you a certain allotment that you could pull out and that's it. But it's not there. It's very important to understand it doesn't exist. Because every dollar you put in a bank, they're loaning out 26. So they're all, our whole system's insolvent. We have about two, and check this number out, this is going to blow you, 2 quadrillion. I don't know, you can't even conceive that, but 2 quadrillion in derivatives in the financial system that, of course, if we go into a World War III, but thank hopeful God we don't, the whole entire system completely implodes, because 2 quadrillion, there's not even nearly that much in the whole world to even pay it off. And so we're at such a level of dishonesty and smoke and mirrors that if you're in the bank, you may say, well, I got FDIC, I'm okay. Okay, well, hopefully. But you do need, so we do need money in the bank to some extent, because we do have to pay bills. We do use debit cards. We do that. I get that. But anything that's excessive savings, no way would I be in a bank or a CD or anything tied to a financial system. Brokerage firms, in the money market. You know, the money market right now, people think when they say, oh, I got my money in a money market, it's safe. Well, you have to read the fine print in your statement. A few years ago, they changed it. Money markets used to be legally defined as currency sitting aside for you, titled you, but it's not. The fine print will tell you all money markets now are 98% U.S. treasuries.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you're basically thinking you're sitting in cash, but you really are owning U.S. treasuries. And if the system goes down, if the United States does not pull this off, those treasuries are worth nothing. And they raided the money market to the tune of trillions by doing this conversion. But that's how the government's been surviving. And there's probably right now, and this is my goal, but there's probably about $6 trillion sitting in the money market system. And the government's using that. If people started taking their cash out of the money markets into tangible assets, they would probably try to stop us because they couldn't afford it. Right now, we're in such debt levels. We have $10 trillion this year that we've had to refinance in treasuries. We're printing $1 trillion every few months. That's the nature of the banking system. It just isn't there, and it's not yours because in legal terms, you've given the bank a loan. They just have an obligation to pay you back. So when you put money in a bank, it's not yours in the bank. You've given them a loan, and you don't realize that was the transaction that took place. And if they don't have the ability to pay you back, it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't pay you back right now, or maybe ever. And that's where we're at right now. I just wouldn't, with my life savings, want to be at the mercy of a third-party system that is lying to us and rigging the system against us, because we'll be in deep trouble if we do. It'll be systemic. And just like you said, I think you're correct. It'll probably be in a long weekend where we have an extra holiday like Monday or Friday, and we will wake up one day and they'll be gone. And they will come out, whoever's in charge will say, here's what happened, here's what we need to do. And at that point, it's just too late. You're going to rush to the bank to try to get money out, and they'll tell you, nope, sorry, you have a limit of X amount per day or X amount per week, and it's not yours. Because it isn't yours, you've given them a loan, and we need to know that. And I think by knowing that, we can properly diversify ourselves out away from the trouble. And I believe as kingdom people, we better, because the wealth transfer that can come to us isn't just for us. God wants that to support the ministry, support the churches, to be able to help our neighbors and feed people around us. And the way I saw it is we would be happy because our wealth was protected. And people will see, well, why do you have so much joy and we're in a depression? And they say, well, tell you what, let me pay your electric bill this month. Let me give you enough food for the month. That's why I like, you know, that's freeze-dried food, because you can buy one bucket that can last a month for a family, right? And it opens the door and opportunity for us to bring in the gospel and say, here, the Lord says, trust in me with all your heart. Lean not on your understanding. Mm-hmm. I am the light. I am the path. Follow my path. I'm the lamp unto your feet, which is just a few feet in front of us, right? He will guide us. The Holy Spirit will guide us. But we've got to be in his system. We're in the world, but not of it. And too many people in churches blow my mind. Their faith is in the system of the world when it should be what God gave us. And that's the mistake we'll be making.
Oh, my gosh. You don't know how many people I know that are in money markets, for one. For two, you just nailed it. This is going to be the most expensive harvest revival we have ever seen. The returning of the Lord's end time harvest, it is going to be the most expensive. And at the same time, while we're trying to get them all in, people are suffering because we just hit a massive economic depression. And Terry, I believe the economic depression coming on this soil will follow the black horse riding. We don't have time to get into that. That's another topic.
You are so right on. Oh my gosh, I just had this darling client I have. She is just precious, in her 70s. And we were talking about, she was mentioning how the black horse is arriving. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so it's best to kind of get where you want to be. It really is important, without fear, because I did not give you a spirit of fear, but power, love, sound mind. And that word power, because I'm big at translating Greek and Hebrew, that word power in that scripture was dunamis power, supernatural miracle power, raise Christ from the dead power. He gives us, get out of the spirit of fear and stay focused, because in fear, we get distracted, chaos comes in. If we're not in fear, the Lord can guide us. He's the lamp unto our feet. and we can see opportunities and relationships in places we didn't know were there. And then the blessings can come in ways we never thought possible.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Terry. It is such an honor to have you on today. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your wisdom. I hope you'll come back on again because there's so many more things we need to talk about. And I know that people want to know. And I really honor our new friendship. So thank you so much.
And let me say this too, real quick. You know, I wanted to come on because, you know, I do have this financial understanding, and I wanted your audience to truly understand that from my technical and mechanical world that I'm in, I get the financial side. I've been dealing with it. I know it. You're speaking from the heart and the dreams and the visions, stuff that's actually happening behind the scenes. They're not telling us. So I want them to understand that you're seeing something. You may not understand it sometimes, but I can tell you what's going on behind the scenes that backs up your dream and vision. And so I think in the future, anytime if stuff are coming up or things look confusing, let's get together and I can bring the technical, the actual financial understanding to why the dreams and visions are happening. And I think that'll give people a lot more confidence in what God's trying to bring to his prophets and his evangelists.
It's so helpful. It's so helpful when we come together and work as a team. It's so incredibly helpful, and I love it.
You said the right. You said the right way. You said God's building a new tribe.
Yeah.
And I love that because he's bringing in new people that really, truly have a heart for the kingdom. And he's, instead of this big ministry stuff, give me all your money and all this, it just, there's such diversity in our church, but he's bringing in a new crew of people to say, listen up. Don't be a fear, but pay attention, and we in the kingdom will not only survive, but we will prosper, and we will lead with that prosperity with our values and the scripture to help so many more than the system ever could.
You got it. That's it. And we're going to do it.
I'm going to put
all of your information, guys, all of Terry's are going to be like, where do I find it? I'm going to put it all in the description below. The website, I'm going to put your podcast because you actually talk about this stuff on a weekly basis, which is so helpful. Mm-hmm. I listen to it often. And so I'll put everything in the description, guys. You'll know exactly where to find it. And we will see you again soon.
God bless you, Lauren. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.